You know you make me wanna shout.
Welcome to Episcopatter, a podcast of the Episcopal Diocese of Alabama. I'm Dave Drackless. Today is Monday, July 7th, and it is the night of the big dance, the final night of Special Session 2008, a very special one-week summer event at Alabama's Camp McDowell. We are talking with the Right Reverend John McKee Sloan, Suffragan Bishop of Alabama and director of this camp session for the past 11 years. Bishop Sloan, just what is Special Session?
Special Session is a week at Camp McDowell for people with special needs to come and have a summer camp experience. The purpose of the camp is to establish a community of the children of God so that we can recognize that God loves all people of all shapes and sizes and abilities and disabilities. It's a very strong message for the campers to know that somebody loves them and treats them with dignity just like they are. All of us have disabilities, and all of us have things that we're good at. We try real hard this week to steer around the things that people don't do well and concentrate and celebrate the things that people do well.
Special Session is for the campers, but the community that is Special Session, I understand, is really much broader than that and really greater than the sum of its parts. I think you talk in terms of the magic of the community.
Part of the magic of Special Session is that we take a lot of different groups and put them together. The stars of the show, of course, are campers, people with special needs, with disabilities. The people that do most of the work are the counselors, 15, 16, 17-year-old young people in high school going into college, whose responsibility is to stay with their campers when they are awake, to encourage them, to make sure that they're safe, to congratulate them when they do something well. And then there are assorted odd adults, some of them odder than others. This year we have 5 priests and 2 deacons and a bishop. And there are other adults as well who do arts and crafts and swimming and games, music. We have 3 nurses who take care of all of our medicine and all of our medical needs. And we're very grateful to the McDowell staff and especially the cooks who take such good care of us. This year's the biggest camp we've ever had. We have 92 campers and about 70 staff. All of those people sort of blend together and become one big community. It's sort of like making gumbo. You start off with a roux, just a few simple ingredients, and that's the staff. And once that sort of comes together, then you can add any ingredient. Real gumbo is made with all sorts of things, and usually there are a variety of ingredients. When the campers come, there are a variety of folks. We are about as diverse a community as you can be. When all of those ingredients come together, almost every session, there's one moment when you have to really sort of work at it to remember who is a member of the staff and who is a camper and who's black and who's white and who's old and who's young. All of those different them and them and them groups become us, and it's gumbo. That's kind of our metaphor for the week. This year we have had an exceptionally strong gumbo fairly early on, and we have really enjoyed being part of it and enjoying the sights and sounds and flavors of Special Session at Camp McDowell.
Share with us a little more about the activities at Special Session.
The activities at Special Session are the same as activities at any session. We just do it at sort of a different pace. We have the swimming pool open as often as we can. We have arts and crafts. This year we painted a mural on the side of the canteen. We make a lot of beads. A lot of the campers really enjoy beads. We play games. We take hikes. We go canoeing. We have a lot of music. Every morning after breakfast we have chapel. One of the clergy is in charge of that. We ask the campers for their prayers. And that's a big part of special session, is we listen to them, listen to the campers as they pray. After breakfast, go back to the cabins to brush our teeth and make our bed. The campers are usually better about that than some of the counselors are. Then we have an activity. Different things are offered. Some campers want to sit on the porch at Epps and rock in those wonderful rocking chairs. We call it QPT, Quality Porch Time. That's a great time to visit and bond. After we have activities, we have lunch. After lunch, rest period. Then we have happy hour, kind of a grown-up canteen. We usually have punch and snacks, then more activities, then a little bit of free time, supper, and then evening activity.
Speaking of the evening activities, tell us a little about the annual talent show. I understand that's quite a hit.
For two nights, the nighttime activities are talent show. Somebody told me this year that the first time they heard me say that we would have a talent show with all these people with special needs, they thought, oh my gosh, what's he thinking? But it is easily the highlight of the week. The counselors do a great job of finding out what their campers can do. And they come up on stage. Some of them sing a song. Some of them dance. A few tell jokes. We had impressions last night. One lady blew bubbles and got a standing ovation. And the amount of love and acceptance is just palpable. It's not the acts. It's not the talent. It's not the special effects. It's the love. And it's the acceptance. And it's the celebrating the children of God. It's almost as if we see these children of God through His eyes as beloved and precious and not bound by the labels that we put on them and not constrained by the disabilities that they have.
I understand that just about everyone who serves on a special session staff comes away with stories of faith and trust, stories of love and personal growth, stories of magic, and stories of little miracles. Do you have a special or a favorite story that you would like to share with us?
One of my favorite stories about special session is we have a camper who was born blind, have never been able to see anything. The first year he came, I was so scared that he wouldn't like it, that he wouldn't fit in. His counselor, a young man named Gabe, was so good with him and so patient with him and talked to him all the time. And Camp McDowell's kind of rough terrain to be walking around when you can't see, but Gabe was right there with him all the time. It's a little known fact that I personally don't swim very well and am scared of things like diving boards. And so I was just horrified to look up and see this blind camper on the high dive about to jump in the water. I can't imagine being really blind and trusting someone enough to say, you're about 18 feet above the water, now jump. But he did. And he came back up and the whole camp just cheered and clapped. And I had tears on my face and I was cheering and clapping too. Cheering and clapping for bravery and for trust and for a counselor who was willing to give himself to the service of God and one of his children. It's just a remarkable thing.
Special session is for the campers, but it sounds like special session is also an opportunity for growth and transformation in the lives of the counselors as well.
Some of the counselors come to training session and you can tell they're just scared to death. They're 15 or 16 years old. They've never been around people like this. And we do our best to reassure them and to tell them that they're going to be okay and they're not going to get a camper that they can't handle. But they're still scared. Of course they are. And when the campers come, there's an initial sort of shock of how these people sound and how they act. But you can see for most of them, not all of them, but most of them, sort of a light bulb comes on and they get it. It's not all about serving themselves. It's not all about being entertained. It's about serving somebody else, showing somebody else a good time. That's some of the magic of special session, that these kids, these high school kids and college kids, really put their own needs and wants and desires aside for a little bit to serve somebody else, show them a good time. And I hear from parents who say that their child coming to be on staff of this camp touched them deeply, that this week has changed their children's lives. Some of the people who've been here say that as well.
When you think of the name Special Session, it appropriately describes the needs or the disabilities of the campers. But from all you've shared, it seems perhaps to best describe the special, the wonderful nature of their experience here.
You and I have lots of opportunities to be with our friends and family. We're blessed that way. A lot of our campers don't have those opportunities. And this is the biggest week of their year. It's Christmas and their birthday and family reunion all rolled up into one. We've been told by several people who live with our campers at their homes or at their centers that the campers come home from special session and wash their clothes and put them away in the suitcase and count down the days till next summer camp.
Well, this 11th special session in Alabama is just about over. Tonight is the final night, the night of the big dance. Tell us a little about the dance.
On the last night of camp every year, we have the big dance. For the last several years, our friend Tony Mason has come down from Huntsville to play the guitar and sing a song. The campers really respond very well to him, and the counselors all love him. It's really a lot of energy. All the counselors come and dance with the campers. You can see the campers light up. And they get out and dance to Jimmy Buffett or the Eagles or whatever Tony is playing. And it's magical. It's magical to include people like that.
We really need to let you get back to the dance. Thank you for taking time to talk with us. But before you go, is there a final thought you'd like to leave with us?
I think that we are preaching the gospel of radical inclusion, that all people are God's children, and we celebrate that here. There's nobody that we can kick out of the family of God for any reason. So with all of this diversity and all of these abilities and disabilities, we celebrate the love of God. And that's awfully powerful stuff.
We've been talking with the Right Reverend John McKee Sloan, Suffragan Bishop of Alabama and Director of Special Session. You have been listening to Episcopater, a podcast of the Episcopal Diocese of Alabama. I'm Dave Dratlis reporting. Join us again next time.